Ukrainian delegation.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be in Saudi Arabia for the talks with Ukrainian leaders to advance the president's goal.
We're trying to end the conflict. We're trying to end the war. We're trying to get both parties to the table.
He says the U.S. wants to hear what concessions both sides are willing to make to end the conflict.
We have to understand, what is the Ukrainians' real position? How far can they go? Where are the Russians? How far can they go? And then we have to see how far apart that is.
He's hoping that's easier than they think.
But it may be harder than anyone imagines.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A judge has ordered the Trump administration not to deport a Palestinian activist until at least Wednesday. Columbia University grad and green card residency holder Mahmoud Khalil was arrested over the weekend over organizing Gaza war protests. CBS News correspondent Lily Luciano is following the case.
The government has not provided evidence that Khalil was in any way cooperating, working with Hamas, and I have not seen any statement that the government is alleging that he made in support of Hamas. Even I've talked to multiple students, faculty members, who are all very concerned about this being a violation of freedom of speech.
Toxic material is pouring into the sea off northeast England after a tanker carrying fuel for the U.S. military was struck by a container ship Monday. CBS News correspondent Ian Lee at the scene.
Environmentalists now worry a mixture of jet fuel, ship oil, and sodium cyanide in the water could have a deadly impact on wildlife.
Former Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is under arrest, as reporter Alex Jensen tells us.
Duterte, who led the Philippines from 2016 to 2022, was taken into custody by police at Manila's International Airport on arrival from Hong Kong after the International Criminal Court issued a warrant to arrest the 79-year-old for crimes against humanity, referring to an anti-drugs campaign that led to thousands of people being killed.
Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman wants efforts to resentence the Menendez brothers for the 1989 murders of their parents to end.
Basically, what the district attorney is saying here is that he does not support the resentencing of the Menendez brothers. In fact, he's asking for the prior DA's motion for resentencing to be withdrawn. And he says that's because the Menendez brothers still haven't taken complete responsibility for their crimes.
That's CBS News correspondent Carter Evans reporting from Los Angeles. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy, the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
A labor strike in Germany has caused travel disruptions. CBS's Steve Kathan reports.
A one-day strike by workers hitting 13 airports in Germany. Canceling most flights. It involves public sector employees at the airports as well as ground and security staff. Pay is the major issue. It's estimated more than 3,500 flights are affected, more than 500,000 passengers. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Ruth Marcus, a top columnist who worked at the Washington Post since 1984, quit Monday. She said publisher Will Lewis killed her column criticizing owner Jeff Bezos' new rule that the newspaper's editorial section will concentrate only on issues of personal liberties and the free market. Marcus wrote, quote, "It breaks my heart to conclude that I must leave." And she's just the latest in a string of journalists who have recently quit the Post this past year. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. by meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars hit a few high clouds for the overnight as a southwest to westerly wind will be a little gusty at times. Lows dropping back into the upper 30s. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Winds turning to the northeast. Highs in the mid-40s, then falling late the day. Right now, it's 55.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Road. must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Them with your youth, they see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
much haunting.
Just
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
I will.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
When they see me coming, but you don't.
WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
You know. girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone